What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's gonna be a quick video. Usually, I like doing a video while I walk and talk around Riga, but it's so freaking cold out there that I just had to do this video at the house because it's just way too cold out there for me to walk around. In fact, when you guys see this video first, I'm actually releasing it like within a couple of minutes of shooting it. And the reason behind it is that I want you guys to get on the weather map, look at Riga, and you guys are gonna find out it's like fucking freezing out there, literally freezing, especially with the humidity and the wind chill and the rain. It's like probably sub 35, 30, 36 by now. So the title of this video is Latvian woman would rather freeze to death than be with you. So I was walking around Riga, which rhymes with nigga, and you know, I'm always trying to find new pubs, new places to go, because the pubs I've been going to, like Fox and the Hound or whatever it's called, you know, Funny Fox, that's more of a touristy place. That's where, you know, the Brits go to. So I'm like, well, let me go to something, you know, the Latvian people would go to. So I just started walking around and I found a pub called the Long Island, of all names. And there were scantily dressed women standing outside of the pub. Now, those women, they're plants, meaning that they are hired by the pub to stand outside, so, you know, incels can be like, oh, there's women in there, let me go see what's going on. And it actually does work, especially if the pub is new and shit like that. Yeah, paying women scantily dressed standing outside does work. Now, it's freezing, guys. Now, for those of you who've never been in freezing weather like this before, it's literally freezing. So I'm sitting there in the pub and I'm looking at these girls. They're scantily dressed, mini skirts. They're standing outside in the patio. There is no, you know how some places they have that lamp that, you know, puts heat on you or something like that, you know. I know the restaurants in California have it when it gets cold. They don't have that shit here in Latvia, by the way. So I'm looking at these girls standing outside, pretty much a sub 35 degree weather, rainy, windy, high humidity. You know, coming from Florida. See, in Florida, like 70 degrees with 100% humidity can make you feel super chilly, right? Now in LA, because humidity in LA is not that bad, it could be 55 degrees out in LA, not gonna be walking around in a shirt and shorts, no problem, you know. But in small town USA, 70 degrees with 100% humidity, you'd be like one, you know, you'd be wanting to put the freaking heater on. And believe it or not, Riga does have a high amount of humidity, almost on a Florida level. So imagine high humidity and 35 degrees, you know, it's like probably sub 30 with all that windshield and humidity factored in. And these girls, you know, part of their job is to stand outside. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, there's something wrong here, guys. There's definitely something wrong. I mean, I understand when Aaron Clary say women just don't like men. I understand when Rollo Tomasi says women would rather go $120,000 in debt to avoid being with a regular dude. But when women are literally freezing to death for minimum wage, there's got to be something wrong. There definitely got to be something wrong with women, okay? You know, back in small town, whether I'm doing DoorDash in small town USA or San Fran or LA or anywhere in America, I see this young hot woman, 18, 19 years old, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing working at Chipotle, making minimum wage, having Shaniqua yell at you while her bastard son has a freaking food fight in the store that you're gonna have to clean up? You hoes can literally have a man wrapped around your finger, and you can be living like a queen. When I come here to Latvia and I see a woman standing outside in the freezing cold, I'm like, okay, there definitely has to be something wrong. I honestly think that women are no longer human. I genuinely think women are no longer of the human race, okay? Now, let me explain. I'm not saying that women have transformed into something demonic, even though Solomon likes to refer to them as femons, which is like, which rhymes with demons, if you guys have not figured that one out. I genuinely think that women have been taken over by a demonic force, okay? I genuinely think that women really have become femons, like Solomon on MGTOW TV says, because this is not normal, man. The way the women are, it's like I was at the bus stop, and like women there are like automatrons. You know, they're looking at their smartphone. It's like, bitch, it's fucking freezing. I can hop on a plane right now and be in Egypt in 5 hours, sitting at the Sinai Peninsula, enjoying life, and yet you have these girls who are gonna have like a half a year of this shit. I mean, it's not even bad yet. You think middle of October it's bad in Latvia? Wait until February and January get around. Wait when it's like below zero. Okay? So this is what doesn't make sense about these women. It's like you're all fucking Stacy's here. You're super hot, yet you work at Zara. You're miserable because you're making minimum wage at fucking Zara. Granted, you're working in a mall and it's warm, or you know, you're outside in the cold, you know, at a fancy schmancy pub. But nevertheless, what are you doing? I mean, you're hot, beautiful woman. You deserve better than that, you know? Yet these women will, I mean, just walking from the pub to the bus stop, which is like 10 minutes, this reminds me of the time when I I think it was, if you guys remember, I went into a waterfall. I think it was a spring. No, yeah, it was a waterfall at the Smoky Mountains. And then I got in the car, but I was super dizzy because it's like fucking cold and it like fucked up my brain. Just walking from the bus stop, from the Long Island pub to the bus stop, which again is not even 10 minutes, my brain was, you know, messed up because it's so freaking cold. It's like I couldn't, literally, I couldn't. I mean, it had a physical effect on my psychology because how cold it is outside. And yeah, these girls, mini skirt outside, you know, 15, 20 minutes at a time. And I'm like, these are not fat, ugly women. You know, these are like fucking Stacy Lights. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. This is beyond woman hating men. This is beyond woman not wanting to be with an average guy. This is something that's literally out of this world. You know, I always tell you guys, the whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from going full satanic. I don't think that was far-fetched, okay? I think women genuinely have went full satanic. In fact, Islam tells us that when Satan is about to come into this world, men would literally have to tie women down to keep women from joining Satan. You know, I got a lot of people, in particular Muslims, who say, yo, Amr, where can we find good woman, man? Where can we go? Guys, I genuinely think you need to go to a place where they don't have internet. Like fucking internet, electricity doesn't exist. That's what I genuinely think, you know? I mean, Latvia is like right next to Russia. I thought it would be a little bit more. Don't get me wrong, you know, the women are definitely better than the crap we have back in America, but they don't have souls. They're like automatrons. It's like you're not talking to a human being. It's like you're talking to a freaking, it's like you're talking to a freaking robot. These women genuinely don't have souls. You don't feel a soul when you are talking to these women. And even at that, guys, even the guys who actually get to talk to these women, like a lot of women, they're not paired up. And I'm seeing a number of Latvian women, not the hot ones, but you know, the mediocre ones. You know, the mediocre women here in Latvia are fucking Stacey's by our standards in America. But the mediocre looking Latvian woman, I'm seeing them like going out with Asian dudes. And I pass by the restaurants here, and whenever I pass by a restaurant and you know I can see the face of the Asian dude has a look on his face that's like, oh my God, she's using me as her emotional tampon. So like, yeah, dude, you're like her gay boyfriend at that point. So a lot of these women out there, man, it really makes no sense what they're doing. It's like, look, I get it. You don't want to be with Yogi Obes. I get that. But fucking, it's like, how hard is it for you dumb girls to find the right dick to suck to have the best this world has to offer? I mean, it's like, you guys probably got Instagram. You probably got WhatsApp. You probably, I trust and believe every decent looking Latvian girl has somebody in her DMs that can let her live the best life possible. Yet these women would rather be miserable working at Zara. They'd rather freeze their asses out in, you know, fucking 34, 35 degree weather when it's rainy and windy. This just this really may other than this woman really becoming demonic, I don't think anything else makes sense at this point. I think what's happening is that as these women become more and more the way they are, God is like, okay, because Islam tells us, you know, it's called Mardun al-Alb. You know, Maradon al Alb means a disease of the heart. Zadahum Allah Maradon, and God will only increase that disease in your heart. Now, what is that disease coming from? You know, Maradon al Alb is when you choose to be a bad person, okay? A lot of women out there, guys, they're bad and they know they're bad. You know, a lot of these PUA grifters, man, they tell you, oh, bro, women don't know they're bad. They just need a man to like guide them. No, they know they're bad. And quite frankly, they do it on purpose. And when they do it on purpose, God is like, well, I'm just going to increase that disease you have in your heart. And I'm going to send Satan to be your companion to make sure that disease only gets worse. Because I'm looking at this woman and I'm like, how is it that these women don't commit suicide? It's like, I can't live the type of life that these women live. It's like, bitch, you're making minimum wage at Chipotle. You're making like $7.93, you know? I'm making more than you, and I'm standing around, you know, waiting for my DoorDash order, you know, doing my happy dance, which goes like this, you know, me giving Yogi Obes' mom virtual ass whippings because she freaky like that. And yet this girl is getting screamed at. She has to clean the place up. She has to fulfill like 89 orders in under 4 minutes. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense, man. It really doesn't. I know a lot of you guys, like I said, were asking me, yo, Amr, where do we find good women? You really need to get away from, you can't have internet, guys. You really can't have internet. Because I'm looking at these women, whether they're on the bus, no matter where they are, they're always on the phone, man. And even if the bitch is working, you know, she wants to go back to her phone as quickly as possible. You know, when I went to Zara to buy my pants the other day, you know, it was only women working there. And I'm like, hey, you know, she was on her phone. Where are the pants at? She didn't even look up. She was like over there, you know, she didn't even look up from her phone. And, you know, I mean, I don't think the smartphone is like Satanic. I mean, look at us, man. We're using the smartphone to talk about this shit, you know. Obviously, this ain't fucking haram shit, you know. This cell phone ain't haram. It's just that women have, they just went full satanic, guys. And the thing you guys need to understand, man, this whole notion of like Chad getting the pussy, that's like a one-time thing, dude. Like a couple of days ago, I got laid here, okay? I was walking down the street, minding my own bizwax. This Latvian girl was like, "Hey, can you give me 5 euros so I can buy a cigarette?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not, you know?" Then she started flirting with me. Then I took her out to a pub. You know, we just got fucking, what do you call it? Mineral water, whatever the fuck it is, like 5 euros. So I just spent on her like 10 euros, 5 euros for her cigarettes, 5 euros for me and her to drink, I don't know, again, carbonated water or some dumb tonic soda, that's what they call it. And I took her off to the train that night. The next day, I was like, "Hey, why don't you come over?" She came over and we cooked together. And let's just say that Yogi Obi's mom did not get her $75 that night. And that was the end of that. I haven't heard from her again. So even with Chad, these women are going to be like, "Hey, I'm horny. Let me get with Chad. Hey, I need to get something off my chest. I'm just gonna find me some rice cell to hang out with, and I'm gonna turn him into my emotional tampon, you know?" So yes, Chad does get the pussy, guys, but at the end of the day, man, Chad is like a great white shark that might eat a sea lion every couple of days. It's not like, "Oh, I feel like eating a sea lion. I'm just gonna go out and eat a sea lion." No, Chad just can't say, "Oh, I'm just gonna hop on Tinder and fuck a bitch." Doesn't work like that, And I'm gonna start doing more videos during the day. That way, you guys can see more of the people here. Reason why I'm not doing that many day videos is that, like I said, I'm super duper busy transitioning a server. Like I said, we're creating our own server. It's costing us a hella lot of money, but it's gonna be worth it for you guys because it's our server, so you don't have to worry about anybody eating you off. That's number one. Number two, it's a kick-ass server. It's gonna take us a couple of years to actually make that money back. But hey, this is how you do business, Nobody goes into business thinking that I'm gonna make my money back, like tomorrow. So it's gonna take us, probably a couple of years to break even with the servers we are building. But at the end of the day, man, those servers, they're kick-ass, they're ours. So that's a big plus. Like I said, we had a problem with a cPanel. We took care of it. So we actually were able to do the migration from the old server to the new one. So me and my team, God willing, tomorrow, we're gonna make sure everything is fine. And then from now until the end of the month, we're gonna make sure that the server is optimized, everything on it is well. And then after that, we can terminate our server over at the leasing company that we are leasing the server from, and then we'll focus solely on our kick-ass server starting early November. You guys can order a VPN, that's no problem because VPNs have nothing to do with the servers. If any of you guys out there plan on ordering a web hosting from us, wait until November. All of you guys who bought web hosting from us, it's on the new server. It's fine. I told my team, "Hey man, look at our clients' web hosting, make sure their shit works." And they're like, "Yeah, we're looking at it. Everything looks good." So you guys out there who want to buy web hosting from us, wait until November 1st. I mean, you could do so now, but wait until November 1st if you're not in a hurry. So hopefully tomorrow, after tomorrow, I should be done with that. And then that's when I'm gonna start doing street vlogs. That's when I'm gonna start visiting other cities with car. I'm gonna go to the small villages, guys, cause anywhere where they have like internet and women can work and shit like that. That's no good, man. That's no good, man. And I'm seeing a lot of women going out by themselves. I see a lot of dudes walking around with themselves. This just goes to show you guys that there is no difference between us, between America and Latvia, other than Latvian women are not overweight, tatted up, and toxic, at least not yet. There really is no difference between American women and Latvian women. At the end of the day, guys, these women would literally rather freeze to death than be with a dude. That's just how it is. And again, I think women have reached such a level of Satanism that they actually become females or demons, like Solomon would say. So, you guys out there watching this, you guys need to understand, man, you know, this whole, oh, get a haircut, bro, maintain frame, bro, you know, cut your hair, bro, you know, grow a goatee, bro, dude. You're dealing with women who literally don't have a soul, man. It's really sad. I mean, it's really sad when you see like hot woman and you can just tell that they hate life. You can just tell that they have no soul. And it's like, how are these women not committing suicide? That's what I really want to know. How is it that these women are not committing suicide the way their life sucks? You know, if I was working at Chipotle, making minimum wage, getting yelled at, shit like that, having to fulfill 89 orders in under 4 minutes, it's like I can't live like that. And you know, here in Latvia, you know, I was like, fuck this shit, I'm just gonna hop on a bus and go home. And if I want, I can hop on a plane and fucking be anywhere in the world tomorrow, you know, if I want. But yet these Latvian girls, they don't have that option. You know, if they suck the right dick, yeah, sure they can, but it's like, wow, it's like you woman would rather freeze to death than be with a man. And it's and here's the thing, man. I don't think it registers with them. I genuinely don't think these women are saying, hey, maybe, just maybe, if I like talk to guys and stuff like that, maybe, just maybe, I'm gonna find that guy that's gonna take care of me. I don't think that goes through their brain. I really don't think that goes through their brain at all. I think at this point, guys, I think women are genuinely property of Satan. That's why they're not committing suicide, because zaddahum Allah maradan, and it only gets, and that disease will only get worse and worse and worse. I think what's happening is that women are waiting for Satan to be publicly revealed, okay? The Antichrist slash Dajjal slash Moshiach, that's Satan, you know, that's Satan in human form, you know. It might be an automaton, it might be somebody possessed by Satan. It's pretty much Satan running the show. And I think a lot of women out there are gonna be waiting for Satan to come to be publicly revealed. That's why they are the way they are. Because here's the thing: Eve cheated on Adam with Satan, okay? All three religions agree on that. No matter how much the simp imams or freaking priests or the rabbis try to slice it and dice it, you know, at the end of the day, Eve cheated on Adam with Satan. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, if it wasn't for Eve, woman would not betray their husband, okay? And I read the hadith in Arabic. I read the exact words that the Prophet Muhammad said, and he used the word for betrayal in Arabic, Tachun. Tachun means to betray. So this was, you guys need to understand whether it's Adam, I'm sorry, whether it's Eve or any of her descendants, okay? They're not misguided. These women, they're not like, well, I don't know any better. No, these women are purposely betraying men for the sake of Satan. I did a video a couple of years ago. Satan is the ultimate bad boy that every woman wants to be with. And that's very true. Women can feel that Big Daddy Satan is going to be publicly revealed. So I genuinely think when we see women on their smartphones totally disregarding men, I think that's because they're like, hey, Big Daddy Satan is coming for me. Why would I bother with these guys? I mean, think about it from your perspective, Let's say you got your dream job and you're walking down the street, you're not going to be looking at a sign that says, for hire, flip burgers for, minimum wage. You're not even going to bother looking at that shit. You're not even going to bother, looking at the help wanted section of whatever Craigslist or your local newspaper. That's exactly how modern women are. They are so certain that Big Daddy Satan is gonna come and be with them that they're like, I don't care about men. I really don't care about men because my true lover, Satan, is gonna come for me. I mean, it's really sad. I would like to see the aftermath for these women, like what's going to happen to these women in the aftermath? I mean, because eventually Satan will be defeated, are these women gonna end their lives along with Satan, or are they going to be like, oh, I guess Satan never loved me, so I'm just gonna, take this, human being over here, so. I don't know how it's gonna be with women. All Islam tells us there will be 50 women to be led by one man. So I think that a lot of women out there, guys, I think a lot of women out there, when they realize that Big Daddy Satan isn't gonna come to be with them, I think a lot of them are gonna be like, well, I'm just gonna take, the closest thing to Satan here. I think I made a video about this a couple of years ago. If you want to get woman, you have to be like Satan, it is what it is, guys. I mean, you have, this is why women like bad boys, women like bad boys because bad boys are, team Satan. That's just how it is, So you gotta have a little bit of a Satanism in you if you wanna get woman, If you're a good guy, you pray, you fast, you do. I mean, you can pray, fast, do all that stuff, but you just need to have a bad boy vibe to you, or the very least, dress up like you're a fucking bad boy, give women the idea that you fucking sell drugs or some dumb shit like that, The Latvian girl that, approached me and slept with me. I think she did it because she thought I was one of those Turkish dudes who like fucking has drugs and shit like that. I don't have drugs or any of that shit. Fuck that shit. But hey, I look the part. I am part Turkish, so I bet she was like, "Oh, this Turkish dude, he probably has drugs." It's like, joke's on you, honey. I ain't got no drugs. But yeah, guys, at the end of the day, man. There has to be a little bit of Satan in you. That's just how it is, man. I mean, I can't see. This is why women burn good men. Women burn good men because they hate the divine. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than the Hijabi. Okay. Same thing with Christian women. Even Catholic schoolgirls. Nobody hates Jesus, God, more than so-called religious women because they know that what they're doing is wrong, is haram, but they don't want to stop it, man. They just want more of it. So, in conclusion, guys, women now are property of Satan, okay? And even if Shad does get the pussy, It might be like a one-time thing. And I told you guys a couple of days ago when I was working at Caffeine before I went to Costa Coffee, because the Costa Coffee has better internet. I told you there was a Giga Chad, probably 20 years old, working on his shit. You know, the barista was his girlfriend. Whenever she gets a break, she like sits next to him. And he's not paying her any attention because he knows the second he validates her, she's gonna be hopping on the cock of another dude. So what type of toxic life does Shad have to live in when he knows that this girl over here who's like meowing at me, clawing at me like a fucking cat, you know, the second I look to her and go like this to her hair, she's gonna go hop on some other Shad's cock, you know? So, and this is just where we are, guys. I mean, again, this whole notion that, oh yeah, bro, if you were like 5'9" rather than 5'8" and a quarter, oh yeah, bro, if your eyebrow was like, you know, whatever, man. At this point, guys, you just have to give up on woman because woman gave up on you because they're waiting for Satan. This is what I'm saying, guys. Something catastrophic has got to happen. This current world order we are in, this can't continue any longer. And like I said, man, the Jews probably are going to launch nukes. I wouldn't be surprised if it might be within a couple of weeks, you know. But this current world order where women are just waiting for Big Daddy Satan to come and rescue them, this current world order, guys, I don't think it's going to go on that much longer. I know some people say, oh, we might go on for another 5, 10, 20 years. No, no. I mean, every day I see women getting worse and worse. You know, when I left America and I came here, I still saw women getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. This is a worldwide phenomena, guys. This isn't like fucking LA, small town, USA, Miami. This is worldwide, you know. A woman in Miami yesterday can be this bad. Well, guess what? A woman in Latvia today is going to be worse. You know, a woman probably somewhere in Bangladesh is going to be even worse tomorrow. That's just how it is, you know. So this current world order, guys, it's not going to go on much longer. And all you guys out there be like, yo, Amr, what can I do to find me a good woman? In short of God sending us back to the Stone Age, and you just have to go where there's no internet, man. No internet, no smartphone, no nothing. It's gonna be really, really difficult to find any quality woman in today's world. Because think about it, dudes. I mean, this girl probably has thousands of, between her WhatsApp, between her Instagram, between her Facebook, she probably has several thousand dudes hitting her up on a daily basis. Do you think she's gonna give all that up for you? Nah. So, I'm here for 2 more weeks. I'll probably do 1 more week just to drive around. And then after that, I might say, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna go somewhere else. Overall, guys, I like Latvia and everything. It's just that, yeah, the cold, man. I mean, for half a year between, say, October and March, Latvia is like no bueno, guys. So I might come back here later in the spring just to see it. But as of right now, guys, I can't see myself being here for the whole winter, especially when I know, like, tomorrow morning I could be in Egypt, tomorrow morning I can be in Montenegro, I can be in Bulgaria, I can be in Colombia, I can be anywhere in America. So, like, there's no reason for me to be here when I definitely don't have to, especially when it's so freaking cold. And again, this is the whole point of the video. I'm looking at this woman, I'm like, why are you even here outside in the cold? Just suck the right dick and you can be anywhere in the world sipping martinis, you know, with your feet on a beach in Mexico or some dumb shit like that. But bottom line, guys, every day women are only gonna get worse. There's not gonna get better. things are not going to get better until God decides to get off his throne and send us back to the Stone Age. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.